2, verse 1. Listen to this one. It says, "It is good to praise the Lord, to sing praise to your name, O Most High." Amen. Friend, the Bible says it is good to praise the Lord. Well, happy Sunday. So good to see you. My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on this February the 17th, 2019. If you're brand new to this program, well, let me introduce Sunday Worship to you. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. It is so much more than just playing music. It is filled with encouragement and edification each and every Sunday, and I'm so glad that you're here. I'm glad that we both can prepare our hearts on Jesus today. Got some wonderful God-honoring music on the way from Selah coming up. Also, music from Maranatha Singers. Right now, let's start things off with Travis Cottrell right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun is shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. I will bless your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name. Thank you. slain, the offering. I will bless your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to pray. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say.
You are enjoying that Sunday morning cup of coffee. It is Joey Kroll. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. I am so glad to be here with you today. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Since we have been justified by faith. It was Stanley Baldwin who once said, I am one of those who'd rather sink with faith than swim without it.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power and the glory forever, forever.
Lead us from temptation. Lead us from
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. That's right. We will glorify. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful Sunday. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll. And remember when Peter walked out of the boat to walk on the water? He literally stepped out of the boat. Think about that for a second. He stepped out of the boat. But was Peter going overboard? He was literally taking a step of faith with his eyes fixed on Jesus. And often when we step out in faith, it may appear that we're going overboard, but are we really? Friend, can you go overboard in your faith toward God? I don't think so. When our passion is no longer on the Lord, then that's when we're going overboard. When you love the Lord with all of your heart, mind, and soul, it's okay to step out and go all out for God. Because in Him, the only way to go overboard is to not go overboard enough.
Of sadness from wherever you've been. Come broken hearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your and all those who've strayed. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure.
That's right. We've come to lift up the name of Jesus. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. Enjoyed my cup of coffee here with you today. It's Joey Kroll. Connect with the program on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. And, you know, as children of God, we are called to praise the Lord. You do know that, right? Psalm 145, verses 1, 2, and 3 says, I will extol you, my God and King. and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Listening to Sunday Worship.
See you.
That's music from Selah and Hosanna. It is so good to hang out here with you today. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and this is Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And if you're looking for something to do with the family here for the next couple of weeks, I mean, spring is around the corner. I mean, it may seem like it's a far away journey somewhere, but spring is around the corner. But if you're looking for something to do with the family as the weather gets nice, take a look at our event calendar page at our website. All kidding aside, there's lots of great events for you and your spouse, for you and your family, some great concerts, some Bible studies, some conferences, some fundraisers as well. It's all right here in our own backyard. So take a look at our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org, and then there's a tab there up on top of the page that says New Events. Well, I'm going to hang out with God's people today, and I hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.